When I stepped out of my bedroom ready to leave, Mum gasped, "You can't go like that," and pushed me back into the bedroom. We were going to a zabava, the Bosnian name for a party. Zabavas were organized twice a year, once as a community meet and greet, the second to celebrate Ramadan, the Muslim religious month of fasting. This would be my first attendance. "Why not?" I demanded, my hands on my hips as I twirled. I wore a little black dress Mum bought for my 15th birthday. I'd grown in the year since, and the dress molded to my body. I wore the dress a few months before, when we attended a work barbecue for Dave, Mum's ex-boyfriend. Mum complimented me then. "It's not suitable," Mum rifled through my wardrobe. Even though both my parents are from Bosnia, I didn't have anything to do with the community. When I was 6 years old, Mum moved us to the inner city. Now, when I was 16, we were back where we'd started, in St. Albans. Even though St. Albans was established in 1887, at least that's what the plaque at St. Albans train station said, you couldn't tell by walking through the bustling centre. The buildings are two-storey plain block structures with tin roofs. The shop fronts are a mix of European, who settled after the post-World War II boom, and Vietnamese, who came in the 1970s. St. Albans' only distinguishing feature was the streets formed into perfect rectangles, an absence of trees on nature strips, and the fact that every second shop is a pharmacy catering to the aging population. There were always Yugos in St. Albans, and after the Balkan War in the early 1990s, the population exploded with refugees from all sides settling there. It wasn't a coincidence that Mum and I moved away, while everyone else moved into St. Albans.